What's going on, guys? It's your boy DJ Scanless here, and we're back with an all-new episode of Scanless Talk. For this episode, we're going to break down the recent news from Disney that they're going to reboot several franchises such as Home Alone, Cheaper by the Dozen, and also Night at the Museum. Okay, guys, for this article I found on New York Post, I'm just going to go over what it says, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts on the whole ordeal and whether or not I think the movie could actually potentially work for the Disney Plus service. So what this article says on New York Post is basically the troublemaker comedy Home Alone is getting a reboot thanks to Disney. On an earnings call today, Bob Iger announced that the classic franchise is among those getting a reboot treatment for the company's streaming platform Disney Plus. Disney Plus is expected to launch this November, comicbook.com reports. The Home Alone franchise, which premiered in 1990, followed the misadventures of kiddo Kevin McAllister, which is kind of funny because my first name's Kevin, anyways. After the family forgets to bring him home for their Christmas vacation, leaving him to outwit burglars, the movie was a massive success, spawning 4 sequels in theaters and television. Iger said on the call that the movie would be reimagined for a new generation, which basically comes down to saying it's just going to be a reboot. Along with other childhood favorites, including Night at the Museum and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's unclear whether Home Alone reboot will feature its star Macaulay Culkin, who's been keeping busy trolling Hollywood during award shows, but he was spotted recently filming a Christmas scene on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, sparking rumors of his appearance in the reboot. Alright guys, so I know a lot of other content creators such as Geeks and Gamers and John Talks already talked about this, but I really wanted to give my thoughts on this because Home Alone is not only just a Christmas classic for me, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. You know, my favorite movie, I consider Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 as the same movie, kind of. So that's my favorite movie. My second favorite movie is Home Alone 1 and 2. Now, I don't really care for Part 3, Part 4, Part 5, Part 6, whatever, because I think those were less than stellar and they didn't include Macaulay Culkin. So I don't really consider those really sequels to the franchise. But now Disney wants to reboot this, and it just seems like they're going on this whole big reboot craze after doing Lion King and Aladdin. And for me, it just seems like a big cash grab because I think they're banking on 90s kids yet again going to see this. They've seen that Lion King already went after $1 billion within the first 3 weeks of being out there. So I think overall they just see this as a way to take something that they gained from Fox, put it out there and get quick money or a quick return on it. If I was doing a Home Alone sequel, I would want it to be in movie theaters. I don't know why they would just throw it on the Disney Plus service. And really, that's why the only reason that they even bought Fox is because they said that they needed more content for their service. So they got rights to Simpsons, Die Hard, Home Alone, and all these other iconic movies and TV shows that they could put on their service to compete with Netflix. So that's really what this all comes down to, is them competing with Netflix. Overall, I think their service with Disney Plus and Hulu and also ESPN Plus for $12 a month is going to be, I think that really is going to be ideal for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people are going to subscribe to that as well. Now, do I think a movie like this can actually thrive? I think the only way you could do it is if you have Macaulay Culkin in the movie somehow. Now, if it was me, I would have him as the father. I would use the same house, and it would basically be kind of like the commercial that they did for Google maybe a year ago. But the only problem with having Macaulay Culkin as the father is he probably wouldn't have a lot of screen time, so he would be reduced to a cameo type role. So the other idea would be having him in the Joe Pesci role. So then again, you're completely rebooting the franchise and not really having this as a continuation, which is the problem for me, because if I'm a 90s kid and I want to see this, I would want some type of relation to the original, because we already had Home Alone 3, 4, 5, and nobody really saw that, and they were straight to DVD 2 as well, and no one really cared about it because it wasn't really a continuation. I think if the third one had Macaulay Culkin, I think a lot of people would have went and actually seen it. And I think ideally Macaulay Culkin, it could work because, as you may know, he had substance abuse problems and he looked very bad in the last couple of years, but he has really come back into his own and he really taken his life back, and he looks a lot better now that he could actually star in this movie or be the father, and it could look good. But also for me, I wouldn't stop at just having Macaulay Culkin. I would have maybe his parents from the original also in here as the grandparents. I would also have Buzz here with his girlfriend or whatever. Maybe cameo roles. Obviously, you couldn't use the neighbor that actually hit Joe Pesci in the face with the shovel because he passed away not too long ago. But I think you could have Joe Pesci in that in a role too, but I'm not really sure if you could have him as the burglars anymore. Obviously, you can have stunt doubles do the stunts, but you know, somebody of his age falling down the flight of stairs, you know, outside is going to break a hip and it won't be the same. But ideally, the original wasn't too realistic either. So you would have to really suspend your disbelief here. The other problem is if you do it in modern times, the technology is very different than it was in the 90s. So like right now, you have kids that have tablets. You have kids that have phones. My nephew is now 9 years old. He has a phone. He has a tablet. He could already work a phone, work a tablet. He could already go on YouTube and everything else at the age of 6. So kids these days have more access to technology. So it would be really hard to actually do this movie where I guess you could say the phone lines are down, the Wi-Fi is down. But even then, you know, the parents could somehow put out an Amber Alert. The parents could contact the neighbors somehow, and the neighbors would, you know, maybe a manhunt would pursue or something like that. It's not like the 90s where it's more open and harder to connect with people. So the other problem is if you would have this in modern times, you got to face that. But you could also do it in the 90s, but then how would that relate to kids these days if you're taking your kids to see this movie and it's set in the 90s? But like I said, if this really wants to work, has to include Macaulay Culkin as a father or as a Joe Pesci role. Otherwise, it's just going to be treated as the third one, the fourth one, and be totally forgotten, so it would rather be pointless. And for me, like I said in my last vlog, I like the idea of remakes because it exposes the story to a new generation, and I don't think that really takes away from the original movies because you can always go back and watch the original movie. Like Lion King, the new one is great to look at, but it's not going to be a cult classic. It's not going to be remembered as well as the original. It's just not going to have that type of impact that the original had, that still has. So I think people will always gravitate towards the originals, even if there is a remake that comes out as well. So I'm not totally against this remake. It just depends on how they do it and put it together. But like I said, it's just another cash grab. It just seems Disney doesn't want to take more risk with doing new movies and new stories. And the same thing with The Little Mermaid, where they're race swapping her. Instead of doing a whole new story, maybe Disney's just out of ideas. That could be it too. Anyways, guys, the title of this video is about how Macaulay Culkin roasted the news of this skin now. Let's check it out here. As you see now, it doesn't seem like Macaulay Culkin's too happy or he's just trolling. And here's what TMZ had to say. Macaulay Culkin, here's your Home Alone reboot, you filthy animals. Macaulay Culkin is joining the chorus of fans roasting Disney for his plan to reboot the classic Home Alone franchise with a harsh and hilarious reality check. The OG Kevin McAllister shared this photo on Instagram of himself looking bloated in his undies, sitting on a couch, plate of food in hand, Chinese takeout, and a laptop on his lap. Or in his own words, representing what a updated Home Alone would actually look like. Macaulay had a pretty good sense of humor about reprising his iconic Christmas movie role that launched him into superstardom back in 1990, including his ad for Google this past holiday season. Clearly, he wouldn't resist another parody and even kept a touch of holiday spirit with that snowman pillow in the background. Alright guys, so now let's see what Twitter's saying. Frank Castle's, you know, says, Disney really has the audacity to reboot Home Alone and Night at the Museum. And then there's Danny DeVito saying, back off, biatch. Alright, let's see what else there is. Disney wants to reboot Home Alone. Nobody wants this. Want proof? There are 4 sequels to Home Alone that nobody cares about. The first movie was perfect. No reboot or sequel will ever recapture the magic that was the original. Let me see. Actually, I think I've seen the third one because this kid, he was actually in the Power Rangers, I think, Turbo and Lost in Space. but he was only like 8 or 9 years old. I think it was around the same time that he actually played in this movie. But then when he morphed into a Power Ranger, he became like a 6 foot blue ranger, which made no sense at all. But you really haven't heard of this actor ever since then. Oh, here's Macaulay Culkin's reaction. Alex Gonzalez says, "Me, nostalgia is harmful to social growth. You aren't the target audience for these reboots and remakes. Grow up. Disney, we're producing a Home Alone remake. Also me. Slow down there, buggeroo." Ira says, "I don't want a Home Alone reboot. I want a sequel of Catherine O'Hara and Macaulay Culkin abandoning the rest of the family to go on a fabulous vacation." Actually, now that kind of makes sense. But I'm hearing from Collider that they're actually going to cast Jenna McCarthy as the mother. And I guess they're going to have it a mother and father type role. And the kid is basically a troublemaker, and I guess they get in a fight or the child does something wrong, and so the parents have to discipline him somehow in the house, which doesn't even relate to the title of Home Alone. So I hope that's just a rumor and it's not actually going to happen. Here's a great one from Friends. "Why would you do that?" That's basically what I'm thinking. So there you have it, guys. I just wanted to break down how I feel like they could do it. I don't think necessarily this is going to be a big hit. And obviously, I don't know how they're going to rate the movie. If it's just a rating system on the Disney Plus app or the Disney Plus service, or maybe they'll go by Rotten Tomatoes of how successful it will be. It's not going to be in a movie theater, so I guess they can't go by ticket sales. So I guess they don't really care whether or not this is going to be a hit or not. They just want more content for their streaming service. Anyways, guys, comment down below on your thoughts on the Home Alone reboot or remake. And whether or not you would actually subscribe to Disney Plus to see this. I know for me, I probably will give it a chance if Macaulay Culkin is actually involved, as I've been saying throughout this vlog. If he's not, there's no point for me to see it as a kid that grew up on the 90s on the originals. I still watch the originals every Christmas. And I still buy Blu-ray, 4K DVDs of it. It still seems new to me every time I watch it, and I can still laugh at the same segments and scenes all the time that I always love. And I don't think a remake in today's world and with today's generation will be able to capture that same magic in a bottle that the original once had. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening for this vlog. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.